Once Jesus and his disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee when a sudden storm struck. High winds drove the waves into the boat. The disciples took in sail, manned the oars, bailed furiously. And Jesus? He was sleeping. Finally, his friends woke him up, frantic, yelling, "Don't you care that we are perishing?" Certainly, some of us must be having similar thoughts today. Another winter storm, after all we've had, and right in the middle of calving? I thought God was in control. Doesn't he care that we are perishing? The ultimate answer to that question is found not in any present storm or distress, but in Jesus' willingness to be there for us when the full force of God's anger fell on our sin. On the cross, Jesus took the brunt of the suffering sin brings, took the very curse of God for us. This is the Lord who then returned from the grave to be with his disciples in every storm and trial of their lives. When we turn to him in tough times, he will bring us through. We live in a world where sin's effects are all too real. But when we look to Christ for help, we look to the one who has conquered sin itself. He will not let us down. In his good time, he'll do for us as he did for the disciples in the boat. He arose and rebuked the wind and said, "Peace, be still."